Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
What's up, people? Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. This is the Mississippi Gold Weekly Special. It's been a crazy, crazy week. It's been a crazy day, even that. You know, I kind of want to lead today's show on a conspiracy aspect with the government. You know, Pat Miletich is coming out more and more vocally and showing the American people how true things are. There was an article that was put out today that, man, it kind of, the New York Times and the New York Post submit their articles to the government for approval before they put it into print. A lot of people don't want to believe this, but the facts are coming out. Proof is coming out. MF, when you look at it, we're no stranger to this. We already knew this, but now that people are getting factual evidence, finding ways to show the American people the truth instead of just finger-pointing and people taking them at their word for it, what do you think it's going to do now that there is factual evidence, there is proof that, you know, the television news, the world news, the political aspects in the paper, journalism as we know it is truly governed by our government. So what do you think that's going to perplex on the American society?
I think it depends on the type of person. You know what I mean? It's like that. In my opinion, there's 2,000 people as far as journalism goes. There's the people that believe journalists and there's the people that don't. Yeah, you're like the only journalist that even holds salt, in my opinion, as far as, you know, you keep it real and you're 100% as far as like what you are, what you believe. It's like some people don't like it, but fuck them. You know, I mean, you are who you are. You don't hide it from anybody. But there's other people that believe the bullshit that's pushed down their fucking throat. You know, it's like the want to believe into something, or maybe they're scared. You know, maybe they're easily manipulated. Maybe they have other shit involved. Maybe personal things are involved. Like, there's a whole way to look at it. But, I don't know, man. It's always been there. You know, it's all full of shit. Like, everything's bought and paid by different corporations and different entities, and everything's controlled. And, you know, like, people don't think that the higher-ups wouldn't have anything to do with, you know, mind control or fucking, you know, like, really controlling the populace, controlling how the people think, how they work, how they act. You know what I mean? And it goes down to sales. It goes down to any type of, like, corporation there is. Like, everything's manipulated. Everything's made to get you to buy and sell it, whether it's entertainment, whether it's, you know, commercial shit, whether it's fucking, what's the other one, retail, things of that nature. And you got to forgive me, dude, like, I'm super fucking high right now, and I have, like, 100 thoughts going through my head. But, dude, like, it's always fucking been there, in my opinion. Like, I don't know. People might freak out when they wake up and actually see it, but, dude, like, the news is totally fucking biased. It's like, who bought who? If you follow, like, we talk about all the time, follow the fucking money trail, right? It's always back to the fucking money. Who's controlling what? Who's doing what? Who's got scandal on this? Who's got scandal on this? And, you know, like, all this real shit's coming out. But you know what's not coming out? None of the fucking pedophilia. None of that shit's fucking coming out. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody fucking cares. You know what I mean? Like, nobody gives a flying fuck about that. Or the fact, I'm like, dude, like, news stations are talking about fucking aliens and people seeing, like, all types of shit to wear now. It's like the government can't deny it. And Travis talks about it all the time. You know, whoever's in charge of shit didn't account for the internet. The internet was like a total fucking unknown, and it came through, and it threw a fucking wrench in it. Because, like, now there's so much going around, it can't be stopped. You know, like, how do you keep secrets in a world full of fucking, you know, surveillance? and everything's being watched. And, you know, people didn't think about that. Like, it's not just the fucking peasants that are going to be able to watch fucking, you know, whatever they're doing. Everybody's being watched, dude. Now it's just a matter of fact of how people are going to react to this shit. Are they going to sit there and freak out about it, or are they just going to be like, oh, yeah, we saw it fucking coming, but now what are you going to do to fucking change it? What are you going to do to fix it?
Yeah, you know.
I don't think that makes sense at all.
We got the gist of it. You know, Travis, I kind of want to ask you a different question, you know, because, you know, now you see, you're seeing a surgence in Black American voters leaning towards Trump, starting, you know, to support Trump. And now you're also starting to see a part of the Latin Hispanic community do the same thing, you know, and I like to praise these because you're in a podcast and, you know, on conspiracy theories and other podcasts like I am that share the truth and nothing but the truth. You know, I got to hand it to, you know, Pat Miletich again. You know, they showed a picture and did a story of a mother whose child was in some supposed, you know, camp where, you know, they were separated and, you know, when they were trying to cross the border and they had them in a containment camp. And the pictures show her crying and this and that. Well, they didn't realize that somebody from the background took a picture from the other angle. And basically it wasn't a concentration camp. It was a parking lot, and they were staging the photo. And there's proof to, you know, to show this on the conspiracy forum. The thing that gets me is, why do they feel that they need to do this? Is it just so they can suppress the minority aspects when it comes time for voting?
Yeah, it's so much easier to fake one of these fucking, you know, hate crime or to, I mean, like, there was that UK-based PR firm came out, like, 2016, I think it was. Big story, wasn't on any fucking news sites, about our government paying this UK firm, this PR firm, $500 million, half a billion fucking dollars, to create fake ISIS videos, fake ISIS beheading videos, you know, all this kind of shit. And then when it comes out, you know, the government says, oh, we did that so that we could track anybody who looks them up and find ISIS. And, you know, that sounds just like Obama, who came out with Operation Fast and the Furious and said, we're going to give 600,000 fucking guns and small arms, you know, to the cartels in Mexico in hopes that now we're going to then track the guns. But they just lost all the fucking guns. And then those same guns were used to fucking kill Americans, man. I mean, you know, call it the deep state, call it whoever the fuck you want. The people at the top, the people above the Democrats and the Republicans, man, you know, they have so much fucking money. Like, these people like George Soros, they can literally set up, you know, propaganda and shit on both sides just to get people to fight with each other and to, you know, not worry about, like, all the fucking real shit that's happening. And I mean, like, you know, the way I look at it, man, is I kind of look at everything somewhat of a conspiratorial lens now. I mean, I found out the other day there have been 58 false flags in history. 58. Think of that. 58. Like the Gulf of Tonkin, like weapons of mass destruction that led us into, you know, fucking Iraq. Like everything that's going on with Iran right now. You know, there have been fucking 2 false flags this week. You know, it's the same fucking playbook they've been doing forever. But now, you know, like MF said, you know, now there's somewhat of this transparency. You know, people in these high ups, you know, real patriots and, you know, these whistleblowers, it only takes one person to take a video or something and leak it to the fucking internet, and now all the peasants have the fucking information. You know, I mean, look at how often cops shoot people, man. That used to be way the fuck worse before they had cameras. You know, all of this shit used to be way the fuck worse. It's actually getting better, but we're just starting to see it now. And it's like, you know, it depends on how far back in history that, you know, you want to go with these things. But, like, the whole feminism movement was set up by the CIA. Basically, every bit of culture, every fucking movie that we've ever seen, you know, it's all, like MF was saying, it's all controlled by the CIA. You know, Anderson Cooper worked for the fucking CIA. Operation Mockingbird back in the 60s was about getting CIA operatives into all of these fucking news media so they could control the narrative and they could control what things are being put out to the fucking people. And, you know, it's just one of those things, man, where it's like I do kind of think that, you know, because of people like Pat Miletich, because of people like Sam Tripoli, because of people like Greg Carlwood, You know, you're getting a lot of podcasts now where people are looking at the history and going, you know, drawing a clear, straight line to the money, the power, the motive, the opportunity, the intention. You know, and it's all fucking right there out in the obvious. You just don't get it taught in schools, and you're just never going to see it on mainstream media. Why? Because every single fucking media company is all owned by five fucking companies who have parent companies who are owned by one or two people. Now, I've said it 100 times. There's like 1,000 shitty fucking lizard people fucking demons at the top of this running this shit and getting everyone else to fight with them. And everyone else is just a fucking pawn, and it's always been rich versus poor.
Yeah. You know, something is crazy because before you could post anything you want on social media. Hell, you can post yourself stabbing somebody, cutting their head off, and Facebook won't do shit about it. But on the journalistic aspect of it, you're seeing more and more of our posts being taken down or being censored, where, you know, we have to post something 20 times before it actually will even stick on the internet, if even then. You know, it's sad that, you know, because I posted a picture of Zuckerberg looking like Adolf Hitler, because that's, in my opinion, that's what Facebook and social media has become. But then you sit back and you look at real life. I'm not going to mention his full name, but a buddy of mine named Wayne, he lives in Canada. And in Canada, you have to get permits, you have to do all this, you got to get insurance to have the protest. Well, theirs was a peaceful protest. Well, Antifa didn't like that too much. You know, and the gay and lesbian community didn't like that too much. And, you know, but they had it cordoned off. They had barriers put up. They had mounted police. They had police on the ground. But yet, as they started their protest, Antifa attacked them and in fact, used the barriers that were put up for their protection to block them in and beat up old Bannon and other aspects of their society and their movement. And yet the police did nothing. Why is it becoming such a complacency in that aspect with the law? Is the law trying to stay out of the situation, or are they part of the problem?
I think they were told to stay the fuck out of it. Think about it. Like, why have all these different laws been coming out? Why all of a sudden are, you know, all these police attacks starting to, like, uprise? I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. Cops have been fucking killing people. They're dirtbag cops. They're good cops. So don't get me wrong on fucking that. But, dude, like, look at everything that's been passing, like, the rules that, like, police actually have to do. Like, in California, like you can't even fire back if the motherfucker has a weapon. Like, if the motherfucker's pointing a gun at you, even if he fires a shot, like, you have to, you, without a shadow of a doubt, assess the situation. And, like, there's all types of fucking rules that have to go into play. So cops got their fucking hands tied, dude. So it's like, what do? They go over there trying to stop Antifa. You know, the media loves Antifa. The fucking leftists love Antifa. So if the cops go in there, oh, police brutality, blah, 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 you fucking hit this innocent person in the face with a fucking, you know, stupid shit like that. And that's what happens, dude. So it's like, hey, if you were a cop, what would you do? I wouldn't fucking get involved. Like, dude, why? All these people think I'm going to be over there on police brutality. The second I fucking put my hands on somebody, I try to fucking, you know, some dude could be attacking, like what you're saying, an elderly person, right? Some fucking Antifa dude could be fucking attacking a MAGA kid, whatever the case may be. Cop comes over, breaks the shit up, most likely going to stop the assailant, could be Antifa, whatever. But what's going to happen? The narrative's already going to be switched just because it's an Antifa person. Nothing's going to happen because what happens, the second those people get called out on their fucking bullshit, they cry victim. You know, they can fucking beat somebody in the face. They can fucking throw shit. They can hit people with fucking mace. But the second somebody stops it, fucking abuse, fucking blah, 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 blah. It's fucking stupid. So what would you do? You gotta sit there and fucking just let it happen, dude. Unfortunately, that's just the way it goes. People's fucking hands are tied. And at the same time, too, if you're going to do a protest knowing damn well the opposition's got a good chance of showing up, why not up security? Why not have people there to actually fucking, you know, watch shit? It's like, if you know the government ain't going to do it, you know the city ain't going to do it, why isn't everybody taking the shit into their own fucking hands? Hold on, motherfucker, let me get this out. Yeah, quit being a bunch of fucking pussies. Everybody want to fucking stand for something, but everybody expects, you know, like, this is what kills me about the right. They all say fucking small government, but yet you want the fucking police and you want the government to come in and fucking, oh, stop these protesters, fuck that shit. quit being a fucking bitch. Go out there and fucking do something. You just want to stand up for something, stand up for something. There's no reason an elderly dude got fucking attacked by an Antifa member. There's no reason an Antifa member got even fucking close to that old guy. You know what I mean? So how are people going to sit here and fucking bitch about it but not want to do anything? It sounds a lot like what the fucking left's doing. So, and then you got fucking people's hands are tied. There's no real fucking governance. Why not? Let's fucking create even more fucking chaos because the racial card ain't working. The fucking oppression card ain't fucking working. Now they're going for fucking, you know, the rich versus fucking poor. It's fucking a joke, dude. Like, how is anybody supposed to even act during this shit? But why are we waiting for cops to save shit? That's all I'm asking. Why are we waiting for the government to come in and fucking save our days? These people are fucking weak as shit on both sides, but nobody wants to stand up and fucking do something.
And I was just going to throw in, it's illegal to peacefully protest in the United States. We saw that with the whole Occupy Wall Street movement, and then just recently they passed a bunch of legislation to where it is fucking illegal to peacefully assemble and try and protest any sort of pipeline being built in the United States. So it's like we've already lost the fucking, you know, we've lost our free speech, Don. We've lost our privacy. We've lost the right to peacefully assemble, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like they can either take it from us or, you know, Facebook's algorithm will just fucking copy keywords and then silence you that way.
And look at it this way too, Don. Think about it. Like Antifa, we already know George Soros fucking pays for it, right? Why not create enough chaos? Let's start enough fucking bullshit protests to really get people fucking fed up and angry to where, guess what? They're going to make it to where people don't even want to protest anymore. Or we're going to make it illegal because it's dangerous. Now people are losing their fucking voice. Act like that shit wasn't fucking planned from the top.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because, you know, you look at, you know, everybody's supposed to, you know, put faith or relish in both sides. You know, it's, you know, not everybody's going to agree. But with Antifa, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you got to cover your face? Why are you always the ones that insinuate the fight? You know, it's, I don't know. To me, it was funny because actually I got a page invite to Antifa the other day, and yeah, I'm really going to jump on that, guys. You know, but, you know, it's like, why is it that ethically wrong aspects are morally right in the United States today, Travis?
Well, man, I personally think that we are living in the fucking upside down world, you know. And I would bring a lot of it back to Obama. Obama was a fucking horrible president. He was absolutely atrocious when it comes to freedom, the fucking Patriot Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, the fucking NSA, you know, spying on fucking everybody. And I mean, it's just, man, it's another one of those scenarios where it's like, you know, Obama in 2012 passed a law to where the United States government can legally use propaganda against its citizens, you know, and now we're wondering why there's so much fucking propaganda everywhere. Now we're wondering why there's so much fucking fake news everywhere. You know, I was reading an article the other day about how Amazon, Google, and Twitter have essentially decided to team up, and they are creating what they call a super army of lobbyists that they're going to descend on Washington because they don't want any of their fucking power taken away. You know, we're seeing this fucking weird neocon, fucking warhawk, neoliberal, like, you know, these corporations now have all the fucking power in the world. Our entire government, our entire system of democracy has been bought and sold by fucking corporations and lobbyists. And it's whoever has the most fucking money is going to hire the most lobbyists. They'll go get the laws passed that they want. And then you get things like fucking private prison, you know, where people are intentionally paying for people to go lobby at fucking Washington to make more and more things illegal, so they can fill up more and more people in their fucking private prison. I mean, everything from our fucking education system to our government to retail to capitalism, man, right now we are in the fucking upside down world. And unless people can wake up and, you know, get rid of all the fucking media, all this culture, all this bullshit, all the fucking history that you've been taught in school, and you know, look at it objectively and look at all the fucking lies and, you know, look at the fact that we've just been lied to hundreds of thousands of times. I mean, You know, our government doesn't give a fuck about us. Look at Flint. I read a thing about Flint, Michigan the other day. And the prosecutors in Flint, Michigan just decided to drop all of the charges against all of the city officials for who were in charge for ruining Flint, Michigan's water. On top of that, 50 other fucking states, every single state we have has tested positive for the same shitty fucking water that they're feeding in Flint, Michigan. Hey, nobody gives a fuck about the people. You know, rich people can buy as much bottled water as they want. And
that
they can
water
sell it back.
Character.
Yeah, and then they can sell it back to the fucking poor people, you know, rather than just give everyone fucking clean water and clean air. I mean, we have some 58,000 bridges in the United States. Fucking bridges. Everybody fucking uses except for poor except for rich people who have helicopters. 58,000 bridges are structurally deficient. You know, our government doesn't give a fuck about the people. It doesn't give a fuck about the infrastructure. It's been all about how many trillions of dollars can we fucking siphon off the American people. And you know, now we have the internet and we're starting to see that and realize it. And unless people can come together, you know, it's going to continue to become this weird technological fucking dystopianism. I mean, in Canada right now, in Toronto, they're building a city just like they're doing in China, where they're going to try and build their they're mapping out an infrastructure for their city, right? They're deciding how many poor people, how many rich people, you know, what jobs and what businesses will be here. And the entire city will have facial recognition, you know, and fucking cameras. And it's going to be just like China is on this social credits for fucking technological dystopia shit where one company controls everything. And, you know, you're subservient to the fucking company store.
See, that's what, I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of actually forgot about that. You know, with the social media and social activity, you know, basically like the score is what creates you over there in Asia now. I mean, if you've got a low score, you can't get a job, you can't get housing, you can't get any help. And it's all based purely off of social media aspects. Do you see, with that occurring, do you see a decline in the growth and the expansion and the development of not only just China, but with products that come through the United States? It's going to have a worldwide trickle-down effect, in my opinion. What are your thoughts, MF?
I have a whole different fucking viewpoint on how all this shit's going to fucking work. Call me cynical, call me fucking end of the world, you know, monger, whatever the case might be. But this is how I see it going down. All this bullshit's happening, right? All over the fucking world. Not just in our country, all over the fucking world. But there's one person who's going out there and actually taking on all these fucking world leaders. Trump is meeting with fucking China, which means that if China caters to fucking Trump, a lot of that shit's going to fucking change. But watch. He's going to come in as soon as he fucking wins this next one. He's going to play fucking King Save-A-Ho, and he's going to get the entire fucking world behind him. Mark my fucking words, dude, because people are getting so fed up with how things are going. Everybody wants a fucking hero. Everybody wants somebody to go in there and fucking slay the bad guy, you know what I mean? And Trump's going to go in there and fucking change literally everything. Everything. Because the Democratic Party is pretty much fucking eating themselves alive, so there's not going to be checks and balances. He's going to be unhinged. He's going to go in there. He's going to play Captain Save-A-Ho. He's going to save the fucking world. The world's going to go to peace. There's going to be one world currency. Fucking everybody's going to be following the religion that fucking Trump follows because he was the savior of the fucking world. And guess what? Now the Antichrist is coming. Because as soon as the world is at fucking peace, that's when the fucking end is about to happen. And that's how I see it, dude. Like, really, with all this fucking bullshit happening, Trump's going out there trying to fucking save shit. Now, it may be under fucking good intentions for whatever the fucking reason it may be. Or maybe this world's just fucked up enough to where they just want somebody like Trump to go in there and fix some shit. Because why? Because everybody fucking hates their lives. So why not have, like, the perfect fucking face, the person that goes in there, saves the fucking world, you know, fucking white or orange and fucking knight shining armor type fucking shit. Not white because he's fucking orange as shit. But you know what I mean? Like, that's just how I fucking see it. You didn't think that fucking Trump was going to do it in the first place. And I've fucking been calling that shit for fucking days. It's just the way the fucking world is. It's the way people are. Everybody's fed up. Everybody's scared. Everybody sees what the fuck is happening now because of the internet. And guess what? Who's like the only politician that knows how the fucking internet really works? Trump knew how that shit fucking worked. He knew how the masses fucking think. He knew how the fucking mob thinks, dude. And he's been able to fucking do good on everything. And I'm not saying like do good as far as like his actions. I'm saying like he's been able to fucking make the best he could out of that situation, dude. And that's where he's beating everybody. And watch, it's going to be the fucking end of the world, dude, because as soon as he fucking saves the day, Russia's going to be cool with him, China's going to be cool with him, North Korea's going to be cool with him, and the whole world's going to fucking see that shit. And then guess who else is going to be cool with him? The whole fucking world. Because he calmed down the fucking other giants. You know what I mean? He subdued the giants. He is the fucking, you know, the demon slayer. Like, that's how people are going to fucking view him, bro. Like, if he gets these fucking superpowers to actually, like, for Game of Thrones, whatever, bend the fucking knee to him, dude, it's going to be all fucking crazy. That's where it's going. Like, it ain't going to be the end of the world as far as fucking, you know, death, doom, destruction, fucking, you know, Big Brother's taking over. Like, Trump's going to come in here and fucking stop Big Brother. Or at least he's going to be with the new Big Brother. But it's going to be completely fucking different than it is now. But this world right now is fucking dying. And it's trying to hold on for a fucking dear life. It ain't going to last much longer, my dude.
The only thing I disagree with you on is the Antichrist coming. You know, I don't think Nancy Pelosi's come in years. But...
Damn, dog. I'm like, how are you going to disagree with... I get it. Yes. That caught me off guard, my dude.
That's two in a row. 2 weeks in a row, though. Fuck, on fire.
Wow. Yeah, dude. I was like, how are you going to disagree with me on that? We talk about that. Oh.
Oh, I'm dying, man. That made me weak. You know, it's funny, though. I mean, if you really want to just sit back and kick off your shoes and talk about it, even the fucking libtards, you know, if you had 1 ounce of common sense, which I'm giving you credit, sit back and just think about it. Do the fucking math. It's not that hard. You know, Obama was in office for 8 years, okay? Trump's only been in there just a little under 4. Okay, all this bullshit doesn't happen in 3.5 years. It happened in 8 years, and now we're just seeing, you know, the aftermath of what Obama created. Why is Obama still being touted as the greatest, homosexual president in our country when his aftermath is what's truly destroying our political society and our public society today?
Oh, bro, it'd be world-shattering. That's why nobody's going after him, because he stood for something. He stood for a symbol of hope, you know what I mean? So even if he turned out to be a fucking piece of shit, you got to understand what it would be to crush, like, a particular demographic's hope, dude. Like, it's going to turn everybody into a fucking corner, you know what I mean? And they're going to fight out fucking viciously, dude. Like, nobody wants to be told that they were fucking lied to, that they were manipulated, that their hero was fucking evil. You know what I mean? That's fucking, like... world shattering to a fucking person, dude. Like, that's the only reason they're not going after him. Why do you think Obama's fucking, you know, spacing himself away from fucking Biden? So he's like, all this shit's fucking coming. I gotta keep quiet. Everybody else is gonna get thrown under the bus, but not me. Remember what we were talking about with fucking Hillary Clinton? Like, who's gonna fucking go down? That's why I think Obama's not gonna be the one. That's why they're not attacking him right now. That's why nobody's fucking talking about all the real bad shit he's fucking done. Because what happens if they fucking do? It's gonna be chaos, dude. Like, pure, unbridled chaos. And then that whole, you know, everybody that loved Obama isn't going to trust anybody, dude. Like, it's going to create such a fucking divide and such a wedge. It's going to do more damage than good if people were to actually find out, like, you know, what Obama was really doing. And in defense of that, and I'm not going to defend the fucking dude, but you look at it, it wasn't just Obama. It was Bush. It was Clinton. It was Bush. It's been the last fucking 50, 60 years of presidents going in there and, you know, going back and forth and going back and forth, getting paid by the same fucking people. And finally, somebody came in that represents a different side.
Don't be clowning on Ronald Reagan, bro.
Well, I mean, here's the one thing that I think we're overlooking, Don, is, you know, Obama's also the one who created this entire PC culture. You know, he's the one who created all of this fucking identity politics and the fact that, you know, now words are violence and you can't have an idea part of the deep state, you know. Obama is nothing more than a talking head for the deep state. It's exactly what he came in as, you know. And then on top of that, they made such a big deal of this PC culture and the race card, you know. It's that now that they've elevated Obama to where he's some kind of he's chocolate Jesus. And you can't say anything fucking bad about chocolate Jesus or you're a fucking
hold up, bro. No, you did not just call him chocolate Jesus.
That is what the left has elevated him to, man. And all at the same time, they gave this dude a fucking Nobel Peace Prize and he drone bombed more innocent fucking women and children and wedding parties than any fucking president in history. You know what? You're going to give a Nobel Peace a fucking Peace Prize to the dude who's robotically bombed more children than anybody fucking ever, who took this from fucking two wars to seven? Yeah, you know, we're coming up upon, like, fucking 1945 fucking Hitler Nazi Germany numbers. Like, Germany started, what, nine wars? When fucking Bush brought us into this, you know, bullshit war on terrorism, John Bolton lying to everybody about fucking Iraq having weapons of mass destruction, you know, big false flag there. But we were in two wars with Bush, and now fucking Obama has brought us to seven. Obama was the guy who was starving 10 million fucking Yemenese children every year because of sanctions on fucking Oman so we can placate fucking Saudi Arabia. You know, he is just as deep state as they possibly come. And everybody has made him out to be this hero, the first black president ever, you know, and they've elevated him to where he has no fucking flaws. And then you look at the facts of what he did for the presidency, for the security state, for fucking freedom, for everybody else's fucking privacy, man. He sold out the fucking American people with the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act. He sold us fucking out by allowing the government to use propaganda against us, you know. He sold us to fucking Israel and fucking Saudi Arabia, and he's drone bombed more children than any fucking president ever, and they gave the man a Nobel Peace Prize. You know, so it's like, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? Because, you know, like MF was saying, Obama was just an extension of Bush. He just took Bush's war on terror and made it bigger. And Bush is just an extension of fucking Clinton, who's an extension of fucking Herbert Walker Bush, who is the head of the CIA. We've had several presidents who were the head of the fucking CIA. You have Mike Pompeo right now, the Secretary of Defense, also worked for the CIA. You can look up the video of him being like, what is the code of the CIA? It's never lie, never steal, and never cheat. And in the CIA, we had many classes where all we were taught to do was lie and steal and cheat. And this is in fucking 2016, and then you're supposed to believe this fucking cocksucker when he says that Iran is blowing up tankers in the Gulf and trying to escalate tensions with the United States? I mean, you know, that's why I'm so thankful for people like Pat Miletich, people who, you know, have done the fucking research. You can go. And, you know, because that's all I'm doing is I'm parrying a lot of his talking points, a lot of Sam Tripoli's talking points, a lot of Greg Carlwood's talking points. You know, but people have access now to the history that the mainstream media hasn't fucking given you. And you can go back, and it's right there, clear as day, see where all the fuck-ups and all the lies and all the deceptions were that got us to this point. And unless we change the direction of which is going, man, it's just going to get fucking worse and worse.
Bruh. I'm still stuck on chocolate Jesus. Not to destroy.
Of course you are.
Your argument.
Of course you're stuck on a chocolate Jesus. You fucking homo.
Oh my goodness. No, but you brought up some very relevant points. But chocolate Jesus, my goodness.
That's a relevant point, dude. That's definitely a relevant point.
You want to get real conspiratorial? I think the chocolate Jesus is actually the Antichrist because I think Michelle Obama is the Baphomet. That's the whole thing. You know, Baphomet, the satanic horned goat with the tits in the vagina. It's a hermaphrodite. A lot of connections there. People should look into as well. Baphomet might be Michelle.
Baphomet.
You know, here we are. You know, and it's coming out more and more. Why is it still a hidden subject? Why is it still taboo that America has already had its first gay president? Why is it that, you know, in the day that the lesbians and the transgenders are in their heyday, why aren't they coming out now and praising the aspect that we had a homosexual in the White House?
Well, I already answered that question. That's just a different form of it. You know damn well why they're not going to put that shit out in fucking public. You think, what's that going to do to the people? People would shit, dude, like absolutely shit. The people that wanted to be right are going to fucking rejoice, and the people that are fucking, you know, just sickened by it being wrong, they're going to turn to hate. Others are going to turn to confusion. Others are going to be scared. Jesus, dude, like, no, there's a reason why that's not out there. They're like, okay, well, everybody knows it, but we're just going to keep it that way. Like, they could just know. You know, it's like they know. We just didn't tell them that they're right.
It's like asking a liberal, is my blinker working? Yes, no, yes, no. Fuck.
This one's been looking at jokes for the past week.
Oh, hey, man, I got another good one, too. You know, I can't wait till next President's Day, so I can't wait. I can't congratulate Hillary. Oh, that'd be harsh. You know, have Bill go, hey, Hillary, happy. Oh, never mind. Oh, but, you know, I don't know. We make light of some things and we have fun, but. You know, I seen some really disturbing shit when I got a group invite to this Antifa page. And then from there, because I didn't accept it, of course, I declined it. I got another invite to this liberal page. And on there, they're doing nothing about, except for preaching about pedophilia. Preaching about the American man's love for children. Teaching about how this is the normalcy of America and how it always has been. What are your thoughts, MF Beck?
You had to repeat that question one more time, dude. Like, I'm sorry, that was just fucking hilarious.
They're basically saying that pedophilia is the normalcy of America, that it's always been this way, you know, and
right,
you go
the normalcy
to this
of the fucking world. The world has been riddled with pedophilia and fucking homosexuality for thousands of years, bro. Like, ain't nothing fucking changed. But the point is that now it's commercialized because it's cool. It's the end thing. It's the thing to fucking get to control people. You know what I mean? Because for some reason it's cool for an 8-year-old to dress up like a fucking, you know, woman. And go over there and dance with a bunch of fucking dudes that are men dressed up in fucking scant-ass clothing, you know what I mean? And they talk about, oh, kids love it here. They're in the safest place ever. Like, right. So we're teaching kids about sexuality at 8 years old now. Like, I'm not talking about just how their body works, but, like, we're legit teaching these kids about sexuality. Like, before it was, you know, priests, hierarchy, things of that nature. They had their little fucking, you know, their little whipping boys, whatever you want to fucking call them. You know, I mean, it's been around for a fucking long-ass time, dude. Like, slavery. Look at that shit, too. Like, it's more just pedophilia, like child slavery, dude. Like, it's been fucking for thousands of years. Like, it's a fucking blood stain. It's a dark stain on fucking humanity. It's not just this fucking country. But now it's being normalized. Now it's being thrown out in the public to be okay. And that's why I'm saying, like, the end of the world's fucking coming, bro. Like, the reason they're putting it out right now to make sure to say that it's okay is because, like, what Travis talks about, this whole fucking shit with all the pedophilia in the fucking government in Hollywood, you know, but if we make it normal right now, get everybody used to it, when the shit hits the fan, nobody's going to be that upset about it. You know, like, if they were to do it now, oh, people want to get crucified. Let people get fucking 10 years of this shit, of seeing that, you know, the fucking youngsters being pushed through this shit and fucking get everything shoved down your throat. No, 10 years, ain't nobody going to give a fuck. Be like, oh, whatever, dude, that's fucking normal. It doesn't surprise me. But nobody's going to be up in arms ready to fucking, you know, start a revolution or nothing. It's all the fucking game, Don. That's all it fucking is. And these poor bastards are being fucking used, you know. And even look at this. Like, you get on a weird fucking scale. If you look at past serial killers, I'm going to let you guys dive into this one, too, because it's quite interesting. I don't want to ruin nothing. Looking at how many of them, like the past serial killers, looking at how many of them were actually dressed up as fucking women or little girls when they were kids. Look that shit up, dude. Like, as scary as that sounds, look that shit up. Look up, like, a percentage, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about just one. You chase a rabbit hole, dude. There's a percentage. And a lot of these serial killers were fucking dressed as fucking little girls when they were fucking children. Wild shit, right? But now it's being normalized. So look, in the next 20 years, bro, don't be surprised if people just start falling off.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a trip, man, because, shit, I don't know, man, when I grew up, we were boys were boys and girls were girls, and, oh, I don't know, man, I've been letting a lot of my thoughts and aspects, you know, out on social media when Facebook decides to let a post stay. You know, 9 times out of 10, I'll lose 30, 40, 50 followers, maybe just as many friends or whatever. And I've gotten to the foregone conclusion that I really don't give two shits. You know, the thing of it is because social media really is decreasing in thought and my heart and mind. I really don't pay too much relevance. I'm finding myself using it less and less because it's a fucking joke. You know, the thing that I got to speak about it on today's show because it really intrigued me. You know, all these Democrats were sitting back waiting for Trump to fucking bomb Iran. And when all this came off at the last second, he called everything off and let things go, it was like he was the devil. Like he was the worst thing that ever could have, you know, existed. He's letting this happen. He's letting this happen and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? I sat back and I looked at the situation, and that was the smartest move a president has ever made. I think Donald Trump has a lot more intelligence than most people give him credit for, even more than I give him credit for. You know, do I think he's the greatest president? No. Do I think he's done a lot for this country? Fucking A. You show me something different, and I'll fucking bow down to you. But unemployment's at its lowest. Homelessness. I mean, you look at the homeless problem. That was already a major issue, but he's creating aspects to decline that. You know, he's done a lot for society. He's done a lot for, our country in general. But yet, he's still ridiculed. Why is the hatred so bad for a man that just wants to speak the truth? And why is he being made such a mockery for de-escalating a war instead of creating one?
You know, Don, that is such a brilliant point that you brought up on there. Because it's like you go back and you look at, take any fucking news station, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, you know, any one of them. The only thing that Fox and CNN and, you know, the liberals, the Democrats, the only thing that the corporate media fucking agrees upon is that we need to go to war with everybody. They cheered when he dropped all those fucking bombs on Libya. You know, they were pissed the fuck off when he didn't blow up. You know, he was supposed to, they were going to kill like 150 people who probably weren't even involved.
180.
Yeah, because the United States, who has taken the five surrounded countries surrounding Iran, killed their president, thrown them into fucking civil war, and has just filled, you know, hundreds of warships and bases all the fuck around Iran. And then we fly an unmanned drone into Iranian airspace, and they shoot it down like exactly what any other country, including us, would do if there was another country flying a drone above their fucking military bases and in their airspace. You know, again, just for a false flag for us to go to fucking war.
It's like 180 lives for shooting down a drone. Like, Trump pretty much said, like, that's not fucking worth it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you guys shot down a fucking an unmanned drone, and I'm going to blow up a fucking 180 people? Like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most fucking, like, obvious false flags, you know, that and the thing that happened with the Japanese ship in the bay, you know, right there. And it's just fucking script. And the only thing that the corporate media on both sides agrees with is, yes, we need to go to fucking war. We, you know, if you're stopping war, that's a bad thing, because that's how all these motherfuckers are making their money. You know, I mean, between Halliburton and Raytheon and fucking Boeing, man, they make untold, ungodly sums of money from going to war and dropping all these fucking bombs. And, you know, I mean, like I said, man, just look up that fucking Axis of Evil speech with John Bolton, where they talk about how they need to take down seven countries in 5 years. Of course, it took 20 years from fucking Afghanistan. But this is all a plan that was fucking laid out by Bush, step by step, how we're going to overthrow all of these fucking countries. You know, and we're pissed off at Iran because we already killed Iran's president and put up a fake dictator. And then the Iranians, you know, without the use of technology, without cell phones and computers, you know, I think it was back in 88-ish, don't quote me on that, but the Iranian revolution. And, you know, so we're mad pissed off at Iran because 20-some years ago, we killed their president and put up a fake president, and the Iranian people said, fuck that, and got that president out and have elected their own thing, and they're doing their own thing, and they're not bowing to, you know, American corporate interests. And it's there's just such an easy trail now, you know, for people to go back and do a little bit of research, you know. I always tell people, go look up September 10th, 2001, when Donald Rumsfeld comes out on TV and says, you know, the American government cannot account for $13 trillion. We don't know where it went. And then the following day, the World Trade Centers blow up. The accounting, only the accounting part of the Pentagon, where all the shit holds, blows up. Tower 6 blows up, which is another huge fucking accounting firm that nobody even fucking talks about. A lot of people know about Tower 7, which wasn't involved. But it's like, there are so many fucking things. It is so easy to prove what is not true. And a lot of the time, it's these mainstream corporate fucking ideas that are pushed down your throat as fucking facts, man. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, well, you know, on the last topic of today's show, because, you know, I'm going to have to end it right at the top of the hour, but here's a little whimsical note of how much the CIA and how much conspiracy theories and how much all of the show and every show that we ever do, when we do a serious note, all combined together. And it was done by Hollywood. And y'all are probably saying, oh, this guy's going to talk out his ass. Go look at Back to the Future. When Marty McFly comes back from 2015, and he was supposed to go back in the future, if you look at the sign, it says Twin Towers, but then it gets changed to Twin Pines. And there's a certain aspect where they show in the movie, if you flip it upside down, it actually shows the Twin Towers, which is supposed to replicate the Twin Towers from 9/11. You know, and they go on and they go in depth about this. Do you feel that they knew ahead of time, or whoever was dialogued or scripted or wrote, you know, had an aspect in this movie, had prior knowledge of 9/11? As you watch this movie and you look at the conspiracy theorists, the aspects of it, it makes a lot of fucking sense. And it all came to apparition long before its time. So do you think 9/11 was a pre-planned aspect through our government?
100%. And if it wasn't pre-planned down to the T, the United States government at least knew about it and allowed it to happen, you know. Again, we go back to fucking John Bolton, this fucking piece of shit, who's still in our government right now, you know. He greenlit all 11 of the fucking passports for all the hijackers, you know, that happened that day. There's a massive, massive lawsuit going down right now. It's a lawyers commission or lawyers committee for 9/11 truth. But they have a grand jury trial scheduled for this exact thing. For, you know, they have like 56 pieces of physical evidence. There are so many hundreds of things that are just completely bullshit about what we know about the towers, how they fell. It was easily a controlled demolition, you know. People were arrested a week before, you know, the towers fell. There were guys there who were, you know, probably Mossad, probably Israeli CIA counterintelligence, but they were there dressed up as janitors and construction workers, and they were doing construction on the towers, and they ended up getting arrested because they weren't really construction workers. There were guys there who were fucking pretending to be, you know. And just on another little whimsical note, Don, the very first Matrix movie, which came out in I think either 99 or 2000, a couple years before the Twin Towers fell. The very first Matrix movie, in one of the very first rooms, when Mr. Smith, like in a dream, pulls Neo into the back room before Neo knows about the Matrix, his passport is sitting on the table. And if you freeze frame that passport, which is just, it's a half a second, the date on Neo's passport in the fucking opening scene of the Matrix, it expires on September 11th, 2001. I mean, this is another whole rabbit hole you can go down on, man. There are, you know, whether it's a coincidence or whether it's, you know, the CIA who is, you know, they have a hand in every single piece of Hollywood, every single big movie, all these millions of dollars. You know, they are constantly sneaking in little things, little pre-programming things, you know. They'll take things like, you know, look at all the movies we talked about, American Made with Tom Cruise, about Barry Seals and how Barry Seals is bringing in cocaine from Colombia to fund the Contras and the Sandinistas, you know. It's like they tell you 95% of a fucking movie, and they use real facts, and then they leave out just a little bit of shit to pre-program people to, you know, not think that or believe it's a conspiracy. I mean, the biggest one I've went on, and this one will fucking really bring you down a rabbit hole, the Titanic. The Titanic sunk on April 15th of 1912. April 15th is tax day. Ha, 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 joke's on you. Because who was on the Titanic? The three richest people in the fucking world who were coming to America to oppose the Federal Reserve. It was J.P. Morgan's boat. The Titanic had a twin ship named the Olympia, which had sailed the year before that. Like, there's a huge rabbit hole that goes down on that. But J.P. Morgan, that piece of shit, sunk the fucking Titanic purposely with three of the richest billionaires, bankers on the world, so that he could come to America the next week and implement the fucking Federal Reserve and fucking income tax, man. And, I mean, like, there are so many of these weird things that you see. Anything that's made a big deal of in Hollywood just has a brush of, you know, Operation Mockingbird. And Operation Mockingbird is the CIA's program to get high-level people of CIA in media, in government, you know, these producers of fucking Hollywood. And so much of it is pre-programming to get people to think in a particular way, you know. I know everybody has heard of Operation MKUltra, but everybody needs to re-look back into it and see for how long MKUltra went on and how, you know, how many hundreds of years and hundreds of billions of dollars the CIA and our government spent figuring out how people's minds work, hiring psychologists, figuring out how to literally fucking brain control people, how to implant false memories. All of this shit is right there in the fucking open, but you know, people don't want to take the time to go back and look at this shit. And so, I mean, that would be my point on the day, is everybody go back and look up some shit on MKUltra. I know Pat Miletich at the Conspiracy Farm has a couple episodes on MKUltra. Sam Tripoli on fucking Tinfoil Hat also has a few episodes on MKUltra, man. And it'll blow your fucking mind. And it's all the shit that we're seeing today, this black hand fucking shadow government doing whatever the fuck they want, you know, without repercussions.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's kind of cool, though, the way you did bring that up, because, you know, most people, if you're listening and you don't agree with us, just Google it, man. I mean, you're probably a liberal in the most part anyway, and you probably don't want to do the hard work that it takes to get some truth, but just Google this shit, because actually the movie, The Titanic, was actually based off the Olympia. It wasn't based off the Titanic, you know, first and foremost. But, you know, there's so many things that equate to that, but there's one situation that, or one aspect that most people don't even bring up, and it's something that you really got to dig deep into. All of these movies we talked about, Back to the Future, The Titanic, and other movies, you know, that, and movies that predict aspects of the future, go back and rewatch them, and pay very close attention, because you'll see one symbol in every one of these movies, and that's the Freemason symbol. Why is that, MF Beck?
Bro, he was in charge right now. Yeah, I mean, it's secret societies are secret societies for a reason. You know, it's like anything that's been taught about, you know, anything that's been spoken of, it's all lies. It's all misdirection. You look at, like, who's really going on. It's like, you got the Freemasons here. You got the Knights Templar. It's all shadow games and shadow government, deep state shit. You know what I mean? Everything's in charge. Like, how many Freemasons have been president? Think about that shit, dude. And then we got these secret style, like Skull and Bones is another one.
Arbor Skull and Bones?
Yeah. There's plenty of them floating around, dude, where it's like all these elite are all fucking part of. Nobody knows what really happens, because the ones that are involved, they won't fucking tell you shit. They won't even give you, like, a hint. You know what I mean? They won't even give you, like, a hint. Anything that you've been taught, told, anything, it's all misdirection. You know what I mean? It's all a fucking lie. And I don't know, like, dude, like, you know, my manipulation is my game. That's how I fucking see this shit. And the best way for anybody to go about doing that, if you're going to control people, the best thing is for them not to know that they're actually being controlled. You know what I mean? And that's why the fucking Knights Templar run their fucking shit. That's why the Masons run their shit. That's why everything's all consolidated, because it's all like a brotherhood amongst, like, fucking shadows. And that's who's fucking in charge right now. And that's why you'll see it everywhere, like what Travis was talking about with fucking Hollywood. And I know you didn't want to fucking talk about, you know, the fantastic Mr. fucking Reagan, but guess what? That motherfucker's from Hollywood, dog, and he became a fucking president. Like, that automatically should raise a fucking red flag. I don't care how much of a fucking patriot he was. He was thrown in there to fucking, you know, capture people's hearts, do certain things. He was like, you know, the cowboy Obama. He was good at talking. He had a good face.
Wait. I'm with you till the cowboy Obama, because Reagan didn't suck no dick.
I ain't talking about that, Doug. I'm talking about the charisma. I'm talking about the ability to talk to people. All he was a face. He was a perfect person to go in there and be a face.
Yeah, he's a figurehead, a public figurehead.
Exactly, and he's from Hollywood, so and he's one of the higher ups from Hollywood. Please, Hollywood actor became fucking president. Unless he's, you know, with the people that were fucking siding with Trump, Reagan was part of the shit fucking too. But dude, everybody's involved. And like, what was the number, like, outside of like Obama? There's what, like,
no, Obama is fucking related.
Shit, fucking
42 out of the 43 presidents we have had in this country are related to each other. By blood, they're all related to fucking King John, the dude in 1215 in France who signed the Magna Carta. I think it's King John. The only president we have ever had in this country who is not blood related to every other president was our eighth president, Martin Van Buren.
What about Trump?
I don't know about
that.
Yeah.
I go that far, Doug. How are you going to go over every president?
Because it was a genealogy thing, and I don't think Trump has done his genealogy. I think it's probably too soon to be able to tell.
I'm telling you, bro. That's why he's the answer.
But I mean, what have we talked about before? Donald Trump's uncle, John Trump, he's the dude who, after Westinghouse fucking killed Nikola Tesla, he's the guy who got all of Tesla's information. He got all of Tesla's books, and John Trump, you know, ended up getting all of Tesla's shit, and then came out on TV and said, "Oh yeah, his notebooks don't say nothing." And I'm saying
that's why I keep saying that fucking Trump's gonna be the one that saves the fucking day. Because as soon as he's ready to do that shit, all that free energy, all that good shit Tesla was talking about, it's gonna get released. Because that's how he's gonna capture the people's hearts.
And his great uncle is the one who got all of that shit.
Telling you, bro, it's all a game. We ain't even pieces on the board. All we can do is just sit there and fucking watch and act accordingly.
Well, I mean, that's the truth. You couldn't hit the nail any harder on the head than what you just, that statement you just made right there. I mean, we're not even on the board. We're sitting in the stands if we're even lucky to get that close. I mean, it's
pathetic,
you know.
How many people
know,
don't even see the game? How many people are just fucking, you know, part of the results of the game? But how many people don't even get a chance to watch the game because they don't even know the game's going on? Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, or play the ostrich and bury their head. You know, that's what's wrong with today's society. That's why things are going on. You know, as Travis mentioned earlier, go check out these other podcasts. They're tremendous. I recommend The Conspiracy Farm. I had to post it like 40 times before it actually took. I think they took it down since then. But, people don't want to believe in shadow banning. People don't want to believe that social media is biased. People want to live in their own little imaginary world. You know, people, it's time to wake up because, you know what, we are no longer going to be who we are today or have the rights that we somewhat still have in this year, you know, 2019. You know, I go back to when I was a child. Life was great, but was it really, or was I just looking at it through an hourglass? The thing of it is the world isn't what we see it as. And unless shows like this continue, it's share the knowledge, share the truth, nobody will ever know. With that being said, I'm going to toss the mic to Travis Hyland. If there's anything else you'd like to add to today's show, the floor is yours, my homie.
Yeah, man. Just to touch on a lot of the topics we were touching on, you know, everybody out there should go out there and they should Google John Kiriakou. And John Kiriakou was a whistleblower who he spent, like, I think it was 3 years in prison working for the CIA. And I believe he's the guy who released the Pentagon Papers, which that's a whole fucking rabbit hole in and of itself. But John Kiriakou, man, he said that, like, you know, one of the last things that happened to him at the CIA before he just said, fuck it, blew the whistle on a bunch of shit and ended up, you know, spending time in prison, is he was sitting in his office, you know, in Langley Falls, Virginia, at the CIA. And right past his door walks Ben Affleck, alone, unassisted. This is when the movie Argo was being made. And so he walks out there, and, you know, he's talking to some other guys in the CIA, and he's going, hey, was that just fucking Ben Affleck who walked by? And they're like, yeah, he's working on that movie Argo. So he's, you know, in here talking to, you know, a couple of the heads of the CIA at the time. And they're like, why the fuck is Ben Affleck walking around a super classified area in Langley Falls, Virginia, without a guide, without an assist, without anybody there, no bodyguards, no one to follow, you know? And he's like, that is the time that I knew that it was real, you know? Hey, go Google the Laurel Canyon Studios, you know? all of the music, all of the culture, all of these big, giant, expensive movies, man, the CIA, at some level, whether it's a private company that the CIA is funding or them directly, is fucking involved in tweaking it, letting you know what they want you to know, and taking out what it is, you know. And again, man, everybody should just go rewatch the Titanic, you know. They put all these funny things in here, like, oh, all the lifeboats have been taken off the boat. And all of the red flares that would signal distress got changed to white flares. So we don't have any distress signals. And they're shooting off fucking flares, and there's other boats that can fucking see the Titanic. Like, they put all these little fucking neurolinguistic programs in there, and then they make it about two fictional characters, Jack and Rose, and it's a love story. And it doesn't have shit to do with the fact that J.P. Morgan killed the three richest bankers in the fucking world and then came and started the fucking Federal Reserve like 2 days later. So, I mean, it's one of those things, man, where it's like there are so many rabbit holes that you can go down. And obviously look at all your sources on both sides, but there's a lot of fucking shady shit at work, and the CIA has its hand in all of it globally.
Most definitely. Go check out Back to the Future, too, if you don't think that conspiracies do exist. I mean, a movie made well before the falling of the Twin Towers. MF Beck, your random thought of the week, homie?
Man, it's been a random thought for the past like 2 weeks, I guess you could say. But I just got a suggestion for everybody. It's coming. So you better make peace with your creator. Because whether you like it or not, everything's fucking coming.
Yeah, you know, that's the truth. And you know what, I want to end the show on that thought, because I saw something that just blatantly disrespected my aspect of religion. And, you know, and now they're even questioning God, you know, and...
They can try, but he's coming whether they want him or not.
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is, they're like, how do we know there is God? How do we know that there isn't a God of gods? How do we know that? And I'm just like, are you fucking serious?
You know? I actually got something for you, Don. I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I got something for you. You know, how many people have asked you, like, you know, where'd God come from? That's a common question, right?
Yeah.
Like, super common. So here's the thing. Our universe, everything around us consists of three things. You know, time, space, matter. So that means that whoever created that time, space, matter would not be confined to those particular, what would you call them, parameters?
Realms.
You know what I mean? So whoever created it isn't bound to it. So if people are like thinking like our little fucking pea brains could even, you know, envision what God is, interpret who God is, what he is, you know, the message and everything else, dude, it's fucking arrogance. But people are trying to act like God don't exist. Like, really? All this shit wasn't created? Like, why is it so perfect? Why is mathematically everything fucking correct? How does that make sense? Oh, because it was made by some, you know, foreign planet. Okay, so that would be a creator, right? God, creator, call it whatever you want.
Yeah. And, you know, my last thought, and y'all can think about this, but I've always preached that society is degressing. If you go look at ancient history, you know, you look at the Egyptians and other aspects, as MF brought up, mathematical equations, things precise down to the point. Can we do that now? No. Is society continuing that aspect? No. So what does that mean? It means you're digressing, especially if you're a libtard. You know, I just had to throw that in there because, you know, the thing of it is liberals, no matter what, it isn't even fun to get in an argument with them. Because no matter what, they're always right. And on that note, I want to thank MF Beck, Travis Hyland. It's been fun. I appreciated the show. I can't wait till next week. I appreciate you guys coming on. And I had a blast today.
Hopefully it wasn't on your face.
That was good, Don. And everybody go look up Project Bluebeam also, because they're going to fake an alien invasion to make a one world.
Love you, Don.
Love you, too. Right, later, guys. MF, you think you're funny. Wait till next week. On that note, have a good day. God bless.
I said where I come from, people always get it.